Welcome to the Sutphen Seminars Parallel Lives course. I'm Dick Sutphen, and you're going to be learning about the concept of simultaneous multiple incarnations. And then, you'll explore one of your own parallel lives in an altered state of consciousness session. Anyone interested in the subject of reincarnation needs to understand this subject to comprehend how life, death, and rebirth really works, especially in regard to the numbers. For some statisticians say there are nearly as many people now living on the earth as the sum total of all the people who have ever lived. So, there are not enough past lives to go around. So we'll begin with a concept that's difficult for many people to grasp. You are more than one person now living on the earth. It was while I was writing and researching my book, You Were Born Again to Be Together, that I met Alex, who asked me to conduct hypnosis sessions because he had experienced several dreams in which he saw his wife Louise in an unfamiliar modern setting, but she looked different. Through hypnosis and working with a trance channel, we discovered that Louise, who lived in Phoenix, Arizona, was also a woman named Mary living on a farm in Iowa. The trance channel who helped me investigate this case said, "There is a union between the two women in sleep, and often the thoughts of one are known in the mind of the other, but are considered their own. Over time, lying side by side in sleep, couples tend to align their brainwave frequencies, which creates a psychic link. While dreaming, Alex was drawing images from his wife's mind, images of her parallel self in Iowa." My book, You Were Born Again to Be Together, was published in April 1976. In the fall of 1976, Jane Roberts' book of Seth Channeling, Psychic Politics, was published. Now, I didn't see Jane's manuscript, and she didn't see mine, but we were writing about the same thing. Seth said, "You can live more than one life in one time. You are neurologically tuned in to one particular field of actuality that you recognize." Now, here are a couple more excerpts from Psychic Politics. Seth: "If you could think of a multidimensional body existing at one time in different realities and appearing differently within those realities, then you could get a glimpse of what's involved." Now here's another quote. "You live more than one life at a time. You do not experience your century simply from one separate vantage point, and the individuals alive in any given century have far deeper connections than you realize. You do not experience your time-space world, then, from one, but from many viewpoints." Okay. This parallel lives concept does not conflict with the classic metaphysical understanding. It simply expands upon reincarnation and explains some inconsistencies. To start, let's go back to the beginning. Once upon a time, there was no intelligent life on Earth, but intelligence did exist in the non-physical realms of an energy gestalt we'll call God. Science says energy cannot stand still. Energy must, by its very nature, create or destroy, expand or contract. So, as an expansion of the gestalt, the cells within the great body of God divide and subdivide, always creating new energy, just as the cells within your physical body divide and subdivide. This is a good analogy for human beings or energy structures. Now let's call the new God cells oversouls, each a part of the whole, each an individual. Each oversoul would continue to expand the God energy by continuing to divide and subdivide. But let's just explore one of the ways the oversouls expand their energy.